Here in the Hyundai Texans Radio Studio, Mark Vandermeer and John Harris with Wes Welker, Texans assistant coach. How's it going, coach?
Pretty good. How are y'all doing?
How does that sound to you, coach? I mean, I know that you've lived with it for many months now, but it's still right. Got to sound kind of new to you from time to time.
A little bit. Yeah, I guess it is a little bit strange, but it's growing on me.
Yeah.
How was going back to Foxborough as a coach on the other side? How was that going back up there, a place you played for a while?
Yeah, no, it was definitely different. Going out there on the field and, you know, you're not playing. So you have no control over anything. Yeah, I mean, it was good. It was good. You know, the fans were great. It was good to kind of go back there and see some of the people I worked with and played with and all those different things. So it was cool.
You said no control, and I think that's a big part of coaching, right? You don't play the game. You're trying to help guys who play the game. So what is that like for you? And when you do something, teach something, and you see it work, how does that feel to you?
Yeah, I think that's the ultimate gratification that you get from coaching, is whenever you try to explain something and maybe they don't get it the first time, but then finally they do it wrong, and then they see what you mean, and then they get it right. I think that's very fulfilling for me, and cool to see whenever that happens.
We're at the Greenbrier. I was a little worried that you weren't going to have any receivers, you and John Perry, to coach this year because they were all going down like flies.
Right.
But they slowly came back, and now they're producing in a big way. Wes, what do you thought about the receiver production, DeAndre, and Bruce being in the mix, and then Will Fuller getting back? What do you thought about the receivers thus far?
Yeah, I think they've done a great job. I mean, you know, I think we have a good room of guys that work hard and understand the game and understand what we're trying to accomplish. And, you know, they've been fun to work with, and you know, John Perry's been doing a great job of getting those guys going every single day, and you know, just trying to help these guys get better.
You know, you have guys on the coaching staff who have played in this league. You have Mike Vrabel and Mike Devlin and Anthony Weaver, and the list goes on. And you're one of them now, but you're very recently retired from the game. So, how do the players regard you? What's that like as far as their opinion of you as a player, because they're getting to meet you and draw from that?
Yeah, no, I guess it is it's a little bit different. I guess it's funny because in 2 or 3 years, I'm sure everybody would be like, yeah, okay, well, you know, whatever.
Not leather helmets.
Not listen to this guy. I mean, what does he know? So, you know, we'll kind of see how that goes. But, no, it's been cool, and it's been good to kind of be around the guys still. You know, I think at heart a lot of times I still feel like a player, you know.
Yep.
And so it's been cool to still have those kind of connections with guys in the locker room and kind of, you know, talk about whatever with them, and, you know, still kind of keep me young a little bit, I guess.
Were you, last year, you took 2016 off to try to figure out whether coaching was something that you wanted to do. Looking back at it now, I know you've only been in it for a short amount of time. Do you feel like you made the right decision? Do you feel like coaching is something that you want to do for a while?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I think it's something that I've always kind of wanted to do. I've always been a little bit hesitant on the hours and being away from the family and all those things. But, you know, I'm very passionate about this game, very passionate about, the guys that we have and all those things. So, I don't know. I think it's kind of stuck with me now. And,
you got
knowing
the bug.
That I got the bug. And, you know, I don't think I could be as good or as passionate about something as I could this.
Wes Welker with us. Did you know about the hours coming in? I mean, you knew, but did you really know what it took?
Yeah, no. I mean, I was trying to over prepare myself for that. And so, I think it's more like the behind the scenes. You know, I never knew what they were doing. So I think the biggest part is, you know, figuring out all the stuff that they do.
Yeah.
You know, so trying to transition into, you know, so some of the times I put together these game plan books and I'm just sitting here looking at them. I'm like, no chance, like 90% of these guys look at this stuff. But, you know, like it's a little bit like, oh man, but you know, it's been good though, cause there's going to be guys that do and you know, hopefully that little bit, you know, makes a difference on Sunday.
Drew Doherty, who works for us, does a great Mike Leach impression. I don't know if you've ever heard that, but
I have not heard Drew's mic.
Oh, all right, we got to get that done for you.
Happen.
Do you have one, or do you
I
still
mean, not
the
really?
Coach?
It's pretty monotone, you know. Just Yeah, I mean, we're here, we're there. I mean, we just don't know what we're doing. And really, I can't do it without using curse words.
Yeah. It's pretty good, though. That was pretty good.
That was pretty good. Drew's is pretty solid. Drew's been around for a while.
Thanks so much for joining us, Wes.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.